Ladies and gentlemen, the world is in a way in a catastrophic situation. So what is going to happen in the near future? Well, it is sad when you make forecasts telling people that catastrophe may come. And unfortunately, in the last 2 years or three, I have been giving a New Year forecast every year. And every time, I think since the New Year 2020, every year I tell people, or I told people, this year we can expect quite a few catastrophes. And unfortunately, I was right. I hope that better if I was wrong. And so 2020, we have the catastrophe of the COVID-19, the Communist Party of China successfully managed to create a pandemic. I'm not kidding. I may not have all the evidence, but you know, you just tell me, how come that they, in China, in Wuhan, on the 23rd of January 2020, they stopped all domestic flights, but no stopping any international flight. So thousands of Wuhan infected people were flying all around the world. Why? Are they so absent-minded? I don't think so. There is a plan behind it, okay? So, and then in 2021, the COVID became even bigger problem in the world. It was a true pandemic, And unfortunately, the catastrophe continue, and that we all think about today, of course, and that is the invasion of Russia against Ukraine on the 24th of February. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is still not the final big catastrophe. I am afraid that bigger catastrophes are on the way. Why I say so? Well, one example I can give you why a bigger catastrophe is on the way. But you know, how big this catastrophe will be, it depends on our perception. If we are much aware of this coming catastrophe, so we can adjust our way of seeing the world, our way of planning our activity, then the forthcoming catastrophe can be more under control. That we all experienced the invasion in Ukraine by the Russian army as a big catastrophe because we were surprised. Particularly in Western Europe, most people, they couldn't even dream about that the Russia would start such a big scale invasion in Ukraine. And without any fear of reaction from NATO and from Europe and from European Union. It looked like that Putin is not afraid of European Union and NATO. So there must be some reason, right? I tell you why, that he dared to start the invasion. Not only because Putin want to be, to rebuild the Russian empire as it was. It's not the only reason. You know, you must be sure that you have the power to do that also, because a war costs a lot of money and lots of, soldiers' life and so on. You need to think twice, right? Now, why they dare to do it? Because they think, Russia and Putin think that he has a rich partner, and that is Chinese Communist Party. I'm not kidding. You may think that, China has been neutral. You know, in United Nations, they never give the vote to condemn Russia, but they also did not claim that Ukraine was wrong. They say they are neutral, but they are not neutral. Why? First of all, Putin, just before he launched the invasion, Where was he? He was in China. The 4th of February, he was in China. The 4th of February is the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic in Beijing. But he was not interested in the opening of the Olympic. He was there, he was just using that as an excuse to be in China so that nobody noticed, nobody take it as anything critical. Yeah. Actually, most important thing is the day before the opening ceremony when he had a long talk with Xi Jinping, the Chinese Communist Party leader, and got all the green light from Xi Jinping. No problem. If European Union give you a sanction, economic sanction, financial sanction, yeah, and America do the sanction, I buy your oil, I buy your gas, and you know all this $1 billion you lost because of the sanction, you can get it from me, yeah. And actually, they probably talk much more about just that, because we all know CCP, Chinese Communist Party, they also have a kind of you can say a potential front of war. And that is South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. Yeah, they also, in a way, need Russia, because Russia is not that strong and big now as before in the Soviet Union time. But still, Russia is a big military power, either number two or number three in the world in military power, right? And they need Russia to distract the Western countries. Yeah, so that hopefully they cannot put all forces to South China Sea and Taiwan. So this is a kind of cooperation between them. I also said that there will not be a 100% alliance between China and Russia, because they really don't trust each other 100%. But they cooperate if it is in their own interest. For example, Russia can sell a lot of oil and gas to China, and they can get a lot of money from China, then they cooperate. And China, the same thing, if they can buy a lot of oil and gas, then they will cooperate. And if Russia can help them to distract the Western power so that they can have more chance to be successful in South China Sea and Taiwan. So there is only when it is, when there is an advantage for either side of them, then this side will be cooperative. That's the relationship between them. Now, I'm saying that the next catastrophe will be bigger, and maybe people in Europe don't think that, the problem, the potential conflict in Taiwan and in South China Sea is that serious as, you know, like Ukraine, because it's so close to us in Europe and it is already burning, right? But hey, this is a big difference, because Ukraine has not a kind of international global strategic position. You know, Ukraine, Putin look at Ukraine as a kind of area that he has the chance to take it back, like in Soviet Union time, yeah, and before Ukraine joined NATO and joined European Union, yeah. But in the case of South China Sea and Taiwan Strait, that is something really serious, because Taiwan is an important part of an island chain that stopped the Chinese Navy potentially to come out to blue water, that is the big Pacific Ocean, right? They have to go through this island chain. And this island chain, you have a strong American military presence, yeah, from Japan to Okinawa and Taiwan and Philippines and all this, yeah? So if China managed to occupy Taiwan, then you can say there is a big hole in the chain, a big disconnection in the chain, so that the the Chinese Navy can then easily go, enter the Pacific. And when they manage to enter Pacific, that will not be a kind of local conflict. Then it's a global conflict. This is important. And the same thing with South China Sea. One third of the world trade goes through South China Sea. If the Communist China control the South China Sea, one third of our trade are dependent. They can stop us. So this is a big, big problem. Yeah. So, and this China and Russia cooperation or strategic cooperation is really dangerous. Please don't forget that. Back to the time when Putin was in China, he signed actually an agreement with Xi Jinping, right? And the agreement say the two countries will cooperate without any limit in all areas. So that says a lot already. And China probably also discussed with Russia in the cooperation in military area. And because in some military area, the Chinese Communist Army is quite advanced. Maybe sometimes in some area more advanced than the Russian, and in other area it's the opposite. So they are going to cooperate, you know, such as anti-satellite weapon, hypersonic weapon, and also quantum computing. China is even more advanced than Russia, and Russia are probably more advanced in nuclear weapon, and also in quantity. They are number two or number one in quantity of a nuclear weapon. So, and also Russia are more advanced in jet fighter, because the Communist China still today do not manage to develop their own advanced engine for jet fighter, which is the most difficult part of the whole jet fighting technology. So what I'm trying to say is China is the big potential danger. Russia is a danger, but China is a much bigger danger. To make it simple, I can just remind you that the Chinese economy is 9.8 times, so almost 10 times that of Russia. So when you make war, you need money. And with, you know, with only one-tenth of the money, you can't, you can really threaten the whole world that easily. The Russian global threat is only limited to nuclear weapons. Because they have a lot of nuclear weapon, and that is of course a big threat. But you know, nuclear weapon is not something that you can use it easily, because it's a global catastrophe. While in China, they are quite advanced also in the so-called tactical nuclear weapon. That means very small nuclear bomb. So small that it just destroyed an aircraft carrier and not destroyed a whole province, or a whole region. So that is very dangerous. That they, you know, the threshold for aggressive regime to decide to use nuclear weapon is those who possess tactical small nuclear weapon. That is really dangerous. So, ladies and gentlemen, I was also asked, can the West, and not only the West, but I would say the whole free world, democratic world, including Japan and South Korea, can the lifestyle be, you know, returned to normal after COVID-19? Well, my answer is probably not. COVID-19 is getting over, but I'm sorry to say that it is not 100% over. It probably will come something similar, another type of pandemic. Well, time is limited. I think one thing here, my advice is the free world must stick together. You know, the best thing happened with Ukraine is the Western countries, the European Union countries, has never been so high degree of solidarity than now, which is very good. And actually should not be limited to European Union. We must understand there is an axis of evils. Communist China, Russia, Iran, you know, and maybe North Korea too. This is the axis of evils. And they are threatening the whole free world. And if the whole free world, you know, do not understand this is the most urgent danger, and rather spending their time in arguing about climate change and gender issues and all this, then we are really in danger. Because nothing is more fatal in error is when you put priority on wrong things. So don't just do the things right, do the right things. So the highest priority must be put when it comes to national security or in all matters. The most important issue today is to stop this possible aggression from China, Russia, and Iran. Thank you for today, and God bless you.